Control Room.
Blog Talk Radio.
You get money, heard you looking for a change though. That nigga lame, quit
fucking with them lame-os. I like your wrist, put that chain on your ankle. You ain't no famo, I ain't the same old. I got your number, what's your motherfucking name, no? When I pick you up, it's going down like Drano. You eat what you pay for, you do what I say so. It's going down like Drano, Drano. Pretty like a Barbie, baby, never been plastic. I'm at it like a addict, that lame nigga had it. He was just practice, I treat her like a habit. Itching and scratching, cause I just gotta have it. Red lips, red pumps, big butt, grab it. Baby, you a queen, you just need a palace. A king who established, treat you so good that you really be the baddest. Goosebumps, Travis, your night like Gladys. With beauty and the beast, that's savage. All that shit you got, it is magic. Girl, you got me flying, I'm feeling like Aladdin. Pick you up and head down south like Dallas. You get money, heard you looking for a change though. That nigga lame, quit fucking with them lame-os. I like your wrist, put that chain on your ankle. You ain't no famo, I ain't the same old. I got your number, what's your motherfucking name though? When I pick you up, it's going down like Drano. You get what you came for, you do what I say so. It's going down like Drano, Drano. You ain't no plano, I ain't no saint. You and me together run the game so graceful. That last nigga, yeah, he was a caseload. So unstable, so unfaithful. Nigga like me be so capable and able. He deserve a nigga who gon' stick like maple. Or pop, we connected like cable. You fell out of heaven, I was looking for an angel. Real nigga, sharp game, baby, keep my angle. What we got on lock, got him hateful. Rocking like a cradle, two bags flipping got me grateful. I'ma go down, spinning like a trade. You get money, heard you looking for a change though. That nigga lame, quit fucking with them lame-os. I like your wrist, put that chain on your ankle. You ain't no promo, I ain't the same old. I got your number, what's your motherfucking name though? When I pick you up, it's going down like Drano. You get what you came for, you do what I say so. It's going down like Drano, Drano. You get money, heard you looking for a change though. That nigga lame, quit fucking with them lame-os. I let your wrist, put that chain on your ankle. You ain't no Plano, I ain't the same-o. I got your number, what's your motherfucking name though? When I pick you up, it's going down like Drano, 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 Drano. When I pick you up, it's going down like Drano.
Yeah, King Kush Money is back in the building, man. Sorry about that. Took some technical difficulties with the cell phone and all that good stuff, man. But right there, man, that was Young Promise, you know what I mean, in the building right there with Drano. Man, I want to know what the vibe like, you know, when she was recording that track right here, man. Hey, yo, Young Promise!
Hey, what's good? It's Young Promise.
How you doing? Yes, yes. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing very well. How about yourself? You lit over there. Is everything sounding real good?
Yeah, appreciate that. And likewise, with your song Drano, why don't you let the people know who you are, where you from, and what you do?
All right, yeah. So it's Young Promise. They call me Killer YP, Killer Verse, Killer Beat. So what I do, I'm out here just, you know, I'm basically doing my thing. I'm finally at a point where I have got to own my record label. I've started my clothing line. I'm active in the Vegas streets right now, just slowly but surely trying to get my brand out and my name and my mission and my message out here. Fresh out to Vegas. I'm originally from San Diego, California. I've been in Cali, born and raised my whole life. Yes, SD, you know, that Dago.
I used to live out there. I used to live in Chula Vista.
Okay, I lived out there for a little hot minute. Yeah, I've been all up and down San Diego. Yeah, yeah, that's the life. Man. You know what I'm saying? Hell yeah. So I mean, I'm just making waves. You know, I'm really steady in my course, and I'm taking my journey real serious at this point. I actually just came back to the rap game last February 2020, and I just got real super dedicated because life took me down pretty hard, and music was kind of ripped out of my life for a minute, and God gave it back to me, you know what I'm saying? And the people that understand the power of God and how he do what he do, when he do what he do, you know what that means, because God said, this is your time. I took the time out in my life to just get right. And music has always been my first love. Basketball, really just capitalizing on the struggle, making everything work. And I've been a lone ranger for a long time, you know. And right now, that song, Drano, I like to have fun. So Drano was fun, but I live a serious life, and I got a serious message that I'm putting out. It's not for fame. It's not for clout. It's just to get out here and let these people know, no matter what you want in this life, know exactly what you want and go get it. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Go get it.
Woo.
You feel me? So that song, Drano, I made that at like 6 a.m, and I was kind of freestyling. I bought the beat exclusively, and I had bought 11 other beats just like it, and from the same producer, and just popped it on one morning, and I just started spitting to it, and I said, you know what? I'm going to make this song right here. And I kind of got the hook laid, and I went at it, you know, and it's a fun track, you know what I mean?
Right. So how did you come up with the name Drano?
Man, it's crazy because my girl sitting here right here, she laughing. She's like, you know, because that morning, she like, because she was sleepy and I was up. Shout out. Let me let her say hello to the world. Hey, what's up, y'all?
Already?
That's Nelly Pop, aka Chanel. Yeah, so that morning I basically dropped this beat, and that beat was crazy to me, you know, and I was like, and I don't know, I just started saying a bunch of stupid shit just because, you know,
yeah.
And I'm thinking, I'm looking at her too, so obviously the song, I'm staring right out my studio door because it's at my house, so I'm staring at my door, and she right there, and I'm just kind of like spitting and being stupid, and I'm thinking of like all the stuff I do and all the stuff I've done and basically talking about our relationship, like, I want to put this on you, I want to put that on you, and then, you know, and then I kind of just went lyrical with it, but just had some fun, like, this is the truth. I like to always tell some truth inside of what I do, because it's a lot of lanes in the game, you know what I mean? There's a lot of lanes in the game, and we just accept it, and we sidestep it, or we face it head on, and we keep doing our thing. So it was just, I think I went off the whole, put that chain on your ankle, you know what I mean? And then I'm like, what do I do, you know what I'm saying, that's automatic? And it's like, okay, when I pick you up, it's going down. Like Drano always go down. Drano don't go no other way. It go down.
And that's why I asked you what inspires you to come up with that name, because that was the concept I had got. You know what I mean? And I just wanted to make sure that we was right on track. So, salute. That's what it is. So, I know I got that. All the listeners got that too as well. You feel me?
Yes. Yes, I feel
real
you all
talk.
Day. You on. You right on track with it. We clicking, boy.
We
clicking.
Hey,
so,
man, we in the building, man. Already, man. West Coast, we in the building, man. Shout out to Mr. Boss Player once again. Yo, ladies and gentlemen, we
shout
got
out to BP.
Young Thomas in the building. Yes, BP Entertainment. Oh, man, we got callers on deck. Yo, callers, stay right there. Don't hang up. You know how it is. You know what we do. You know what this is. This King Cuts Money with the control room. You know what, man? Let's go ahead and jump into a caller right quick and see who this caller is. Hey, yo, first caller of tonight, let the people know who you are, where you're from, and what you do.
Hey, Coach, this is Paul Mash. How you doing, man?
Is this Mash with the Paulie?
Yeah, that's me, man.
What's up, Paul Mash? Paul Mash? What?
Paulie! Is in the building, baby. Paulie, I'm like, hey, that's Young Thomas in the building now.
What's good, Mr. Mash?
How y'all doing tonight?
Oh, man, we good.
Doing
we
very
good,
good.
Paulie, man. Thank you. Yes, thank you for calling in tonight and, you know, showing your love and support as you normally do right here on For the Record Radio with the independent artists. I'm definitely helping them out, getting some extra audience for their platform. Why don't you go ahead and explain to my guest for this evening, Young Thomas, what you do for the independent artists and who you are.
Okay, well, my show is called Paul Mash TV, and what I do is I interview independent artists and help get them some exposure and help get their name out there a little. And that's something you're interested in doing. All you need is a program called Zoom. You need a link to YouTube of one of your music videos, and I put that music video right on after the interview. And the interviews don't take any time at all, about 5-10 minutes, something like that. So if that's something you're interested in, maybe you can hook up with King Kush right here. And I've interviewed him once. I interviewed Flock Gaza at least twice and a couple others here, and they back up my work, so I hope we can get it done.
Absolutely. Sounds promising. Let's go. Let's go.
All right.
Yes, let's go. I'm absolutely down with that.
All right. Sounds like a plan to me.
All right. That's beautiful. Thank you so much. For real.
Yeah, no problem.
Man,
I'm ready. I already got you in my
I got you. No, go ahead.
I'm already ready to tap in.
Man, just like
well,
that.
That's good. I'm happy to work with you.
Thank you.
Hey,
that's
Paulie,
a blessing.
Go ahead and count. That's number 567, right? Including her.
That's 581 now. So.
581. Numbers is getting up.
Yeah, so I'll be at 600 before you know it. I don't know when that'll happen yet. Hopefully it'll happen sooner than you think. But
that's right. We're going to help you make it happen. Absolutely.
Well, I hope so, because someone's going to get their ass kicked if it don't happen. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey,
I'm just messing with you.
In the building tonight, man. We want to thank you for definitely calling always and showing your love and support. You know what, Paulie? What's your request?
Okay, play some Skip of the Rapper from MSFP Crew. I'd like to hear some of that tonight.
Skip of the Rapper right here on For the Record Radio. Let's go ahead and jump into that right here. Yo, shout out to Paul Mass. We're going to definitely get Paul Mass and Young Promise together so they can go ahead and get that YouTube video going on. And make sure y'all stay tuned in with Paul and check him out. If y'all have some artists out there and y'all trying to get y'all stuff heard right here, all you got to do is call 929-477-2425 and let us know. And we will definitely get you in contact with Mr. Paul Mass. Hey, yo, Fly Geyser, can we spin some of, that track right there? Let's get it right here to the show.
What I got. No, you go, you go, you go, you go, you give up. looking out for one another, can I get into the app? Compression, we're trying to take over the whole music business. Now our last camera's action is coming set. Production, climbing off the tower, we've made attraction. The rest of the cowards, yeah. They can't put up with this, so spy. That's the way we persist in life, nah. That ain't right, MSNBC taking over the spotlight tonight.
Whoa. Man, oh man. Shout out to Young Hummus. That hashtag there was dope. Yo, I love that it was so laid back, but yet head bobbing at the same time. You know what I'm saying? And nothing to say, man. That was definitely dope right here in the control room. And the song before that, that was Skipper Man with Hot Spot. Shout out to Skipper Man. Definitely had them on here not too while back, you know. So shout out to the whole team over there. Shout out to Mr. Boss Player. Shout out to everybody out there, man, that's paying attention, that's tuning in and showing y'all love and support, man, to the independent artists, such as Young Hummus, right here on the control room. What was the vibe like with that track right there? Oh, man, let me say, you was talking your shit, that's like, guys, it was saying, come on.
That vibe is just, it was like a whole collection of emotions. It really was. It was a collection of emotions on just everything that I went through in the, like, literally probably my whole life, but I really summarized it for just the whole return to the rap game and the way I've wiggled, the way I've dabbled, the way I've touched base with so many people. And I hit them with that. I showed you what I told you, because everybody in this whole world know how much people flake. People flake off today. You know what I'm saying? And I'm serious about mine. You feel me? I'm dead ass serious about what I do. So it gets to the point where I don't really want to hurt your feelings and make you lose whatever little bit of inspiration or drive you got left. But I want to put it on wax and say, look, I showed you what I told you. Now I got nothing to say. So when you hit me, I got nothing to say, because we done gone through the ups and downs. We said what we was going to do. You mad because I'm still doing what we said we was going to do. No hard feelings.
Walking
I just got to keep it moving. Walking that walk. You know what I'm saying? Because it is. Yes. And I had to lay that song. That it just came out of me one night. And I would say I laid that song within the last month. And it was a growth spurt. You know what I'm saying? It really was a growth spurt. It was just to say, you know what? Handle this with grace. Use it with a gift that God gave me and laid on the track. And it's actually circulating pretty well. It's doing its thing, and a lot of people are giving me some really good feedback on it. A lot of people are afraid of the truth, but there's also those that love the truth. And so that's what that song was for. It was for all those people who needed something to say, you know what? That's real. You know, I'm tired of arguing with you. I'm tired of talking to you. We went through it. Let's let it go. If it ain't working, I showed you what I told you. I got nothing to say.
The famous quote I like to use is, to be, it will be. If not, it will flee.
Hey, there it is. Yeah, there it is, right there. You just said it. Yeah, and that's really the vibe. The aim of that song, when I went in the studio to do it, I hit the aim. You know, the bullseye, it seemed far at first because I didn't want to go too deep, but I also want, like you said, I still want you to bob your head. I still want you to be some, you know, mellow, chill, but I want it to be bring truth. You know what I'm saying? And that's just my experience, and I ain't got nothing to hide. You know what I mean? I got nothing to hide, so I want to put everything out, this new growth that I'm going through. I just want to share it with the world, and for anybody who needs it, I just hope that I can continue to be an inspiration and less people look at me as competition, because I'm the type of person that says, you know what, I got a little bit of extra strength. If I could give it to you, I will. I got a little bit extra faith. If I got, you know what I mean? Here you go.
Yeah,
and that's how I'm right.
Hey, and that's real. 100 right there. Yeah, 100, man. Shout
I
out
appreciate
to you.
It. Thank
man,
you so
we
move.
Appreciate you for definitely bringing your talent over here. You know what I'm
saying?
Absolutely. To, you know, excuse me for the noise in the background. Yeah, man, for bringing your talent over here on the control room, you know, and letting the platform hear what you got. And you definitely got some talent. You're doing your thing. Oh man, what can the people find that music right now?
Yeah, it's released. It's out everywhere: Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes. It's on Amazon Music. It's on iHeartRadio. It's on Deezer. It's out. It's out. You know what I mean? I mean, it's out. And like I said, I'm actually getting some crazy feedback on it, and I love that. You know, somebody that can listen to a track, and it, they may not listen to it on release date, but that's the thing that keeps an artist like myself going, because you release something, let it marinate. People get so worried about, oh, they ain't feeling me, they ain't messing with me. You know what? If your intention was what it really was, you don't worry about that. You let that song do what it does, let it take its course. And honestly, I wasn't expecting how many people came back at me, like, you know, I'm talking like veterans in the game, like, hey, that's a smooth ass song, you know what I mean? And I'm like, and I take that to the heart, and it makes me smile, because it's the truth should be something we love,
right?
And it's the truth. And everybody who knows me, everybody that's been working with me, that got features from me, everybody knows. So when I drop that and let that out to the world, the feedback that came back 2 weeks after, I'm just like, damn, okay. And that just keeps me up. You know, it keeps me ignited. It keeps me going. And it just lets me know that my purpose and my passion is right. They work in hand in hand. And I'm out here doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And that's real.
Isn't that a beautiful thing when you know, us as artists, you know, when we, you know, we write a song. But before we kind of write the song, sometimes before we write the song, we already, you know, we imagine, you know, what we're trying to write, you know. But then it's like when we put the song together and we got the song together and you just envisioning like, damn, like you put your heart, your soul, your blood, sweat, and tears into this song. And you know what I mean? And you're just so passionate about it. Then once you release it to the world and they give you that response of what you felt when you wrote it, that's a beautiful response, man, to have people actually what you put on wax. You know what I'm saying? Put your passion on a piece of paper, because when you're doing this music, if you're really doing this music and really loving what you do, you really take this stuff to heart. You really don't play with it. Like, when I get in the studio, I don't play. You know, I'm a whole nother animal. You know, my lady, she would tell you, you know, when she'd be in the studio with me, and, you know, and she's like, whoa, you know, I'm a whole nother person. I'm locked in. That's when the gods come out. That's when the king come out. That's when me come out. That's, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, when I'm there, don't fuck with me. I'm a whole nother beast. But then, you know, and then once you release that track and the people show that love, because that's all that is just passion that's built up in me, you know what I'm saying? Of what I'm doing. And that goes for any artist. And I'm sure they feel the same way when they go in the studio, especially if they're passionate about it. And that's just about what you were just saying. And I definitely relate to that. And I salute you for definitely putting songs like that out into the world for the independent artists, man. Y'all want to support Young Promise, all y'all got to do, man, call us 929-477-2425. Y'all trying to hit that track. Man, let's go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, support her, you know. Real quick. Hey, Young Promise, I got a question for you right quick, though.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, you know this track right here?
Hey, turn up. My nigga Lil Spud, Killer White P. Hey, this track, track is blue flame.
Like,
I'm not even going to lie. I think, hey, major respect. That shit, you got to drop that shit. That shit fire, bro. This my boy.
Now,
dude,
let everybody follow the track.
Hey, shout out my nigga Lil Spud out there in Alabama, a real solid one. You know what I'm saying? My nigga Lil Spud and Killer White P, we gonna pop them. That's all we do. We coming with a new one too called Bout a Bag. Y'all better look out. Y'all better duck y'all heads if you ain't ready. I'm telling you, that track getting fun.
My nigga Lil Spud, Killer White P. You gon' learn today, nigga, welcome to my class. I ain't looking at you,
I'm just looking past you. Niggas popping off, I'ma pop them if I have to. You gon' learn today, nigga, welcome to my classroom. I ain't looking at you, I'm just looking past you. Niggas popping off, I'ma pop them if I have to. You gon' learn today, nigga, welcome to my classroom. Pop them on the spot, pop them, make them drop. Now that nigga grab too, pop them cause I had to. Now the stranger to the criminal activity. I'm a soldier boy, Superman my energy. Savage since birth, through my dirt, put in work. Call me bluff, call a nurse, I'ma hit you where it hurts. Laser aiming at your head, brains with you on your shirt. Pop them, pick your paper, pop them in his paper. Pop them, see you later, get the skirt and use the stripper. I'm a beast, I'm a air, heavy on the gas. Dropping copies, get a race. Pop them and I drop them, now there's blood on my face. Kill a white pea, kill a land cold case. Pop them till he dead, then pop them in the face. Mama dropping flowers on his grave. I ain't looking at you, I'm just looking past you. Niggas popping off, I'ma pop them if I have to. You gon' learn today, nigga, welcome to my classroom. I ain't looking at you, I'm just looking past you. Niggas popping off, I'ma pop them if I have to. You gon' learn today, nigga, welcome to my classroom. Pop them on the spot, pop them, make them drop. Now that nigga.
These close his eyes, I'ma pop him in his sleep. All murder, murder, kill, kill, no peace. They gon' ride the way, suck you dry like a leaf. Today I'm popping like some water in the grease. He gon' close his eyes, I'ma pop him in his sleep. All murder, murder, kill, kill, no peace. They gon' ride the way, suck you dry like a leaf. Dry like a leaf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pop them on the spot, spot, pop them, make them drop. Now that nigga grab, pop them cause I had to. Pop them on the spot, spot, pop them, make them drop. Now that nigga grab, pop them cause I had to. Pop them on the spot, spot, pop them, make them drop. Now that nigga grab, pop them cause I had to.
Alright, hold on, let it go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We back. We right here, King Tish Money Man, full effect. Right here with Young Thomas. Right here in the control room. That was popping. Yeah, popping features. Dead. Wow, let's let people know right quick where they can get that track right now.
Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you, I just played that beat. I'm going to tell you, a lot of producers started showing me respect. They didn't even tell me. They just started shooting a lot of beats to my email. So when I would have a day where I'm like, I got to record. I go in, I'm like, I'm going to just open an email and pop a beat on. That beat came on. It was an emotion. It was perfect for that week. What the hell I was going through that week, I sat down and I wrote that right there, and then I heard my boy Lil Spud. I'm like, he got to get on this track. This is the only voice I could hear on the track. And I just wanted to just, you know, sometimes people, they take you as a lover, but I'm a savage. I'm a savage. Yeah. I done lived through the life. You feel me? So sometimes you got to give it to them raw. You do. And that song, I literally laid the hook. I came out. I showed my girl. I'm like, listen to this. She like, you know, she in the bed. Ah, you know, we, woo, this shit fire. Let's go. Shout it to Lil Spud. Mm-hmm. He literally, he emailed me back and he was like, I ain't never seen this side of you, YP. I'm like, kill it. I'm like, kill it, bro. You know what I mean? We ain't never met, but, you know, I had the pleasure of having Lil Spud on my album prior to that. It was actually a collab album. And I just had remembered how he did his thing and that whole vibe. And I know how he roll and how he operate. And I just said, you know, because I like to piece things together. I think ahead. I'm formulating plays further ahead. You know what I mean? So this song just had to come out of me. It was better than going to do something stupid, but I laid this song, and it just, again, it's a true feeling because I've lived that life. I've been through that type of stuff, and just for somebody to hear it and relate to it, that's all I do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I try to do, and I always give a piece of myself, you know what I mean? And that's just be the glory because I give a piece of myself. That's- someone else appreciates it. We come together and then we melt it. You know what I'm saying? We melted it. And that's right how that there, came about.
Not to cut you off, but that right there is tonight's quo, just giving a little piece of yourself.
Yes.
To, I mean, like, to the people, when you put in your work, put in your body at work, you know what I'm saying? Put in every track, you're giving a piece of yourself into this track.
Yep.
Oh, man, that was so deep right there. Because when you do that, I'm telling you, man, they're going to steal you. They ain't got no other choice.
That's it. Preach, King, cuss. I'm telling you.
Have no other choice. I'm telling you. It's salute to you for doing, man, come on with it, man. I'm telling you. You're doing your thing, no promise. And you're talking to the people. You know what I'm saying? You
That's
know, it's one thing to be an artist, but it's another thing to be able to explain your craft to the people and make them relate. And you know what I'm saying? In certain situations and things like that. And that's what music is about, relatable, people to relate. That's why we make music. That's why true artists make music first.
Yes, absolutely.
We make
that's
that first
that's
because we want you to relate. Yeah, man, it don't matter. We, you know what I'm saying? We do it because we love it. And we hope.
Yep.
We hope to get, you know what I'm saying, the money, you know what I mean? Because we put a lot of stuff in there. It takes money to do this stuff. You know, just what you were saying earlier with the, you know, you buy your exclusives and stuff like that, your exclusive beats. And, you know, I did the same thing. You know what I'm saying? And it costs money. These beats are not cheap.
Okay.
The studio ain't cheap.
We know that. Yep, we know that.
You know, trying to put it out in the streets, it ain't cheap. Yeah.
It ain't cheap.
So I understand. Yeah, so I understand what you're talking about. Salute you. You got something to say right here on the control room. Now, I know you was asking me about Westside, man. We got a track from you called Westside. Like, what made you come up with that name? And explain to the people, man, what this Westside track is about, man. Yeah.
Man, Westside is me, okay? From my walk, my talk. The way I just, you know what I'm saying? I'm just savvy with it. Like, it's the West Coast. The West Coast raised me. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking the music game West Coast.
Yeah.
That shit raised me. You know what I mean? And, like, on some real shit, when I came back to the game last year, a dude sent me, he gave me a crazy deal, right? Just stupid. 25 beats. I bought the exclusive. I bought the track outs, and I listened to them all one day. And this West Side, he had a hook. And it's the Legion Beats, and I'm like, okay. And I said, damn, am I about to make an anthem? You know what I mean? Like a West Side anthem?
Man.
And I didn't
want to hear that track so bad. Oh, hold on.
Fly Gossip
don't have that track? We don't got West Side?
You don't got West Side? I said, what? Hold on. Quit playing with me.
Nah.
You playing with me. Let's go. Let's go. Put the death
right
inside.
Let's go. Up in the sky. Raise them high from side to side. Because he's right here.
Hey.
On the West Side. Let's get it. Go fly down and spin that track. West Coast. We in the world.
Everybody to the Golden State. If you come in here to get it, better hold your weight. We're from Dago to LA, from LA to the Bay. Bay Area and back down, niggas never back down. I can never front, keep honeys in the background. Take a look around in the land of milk and honey. All we do is flex, stunt hard, get money. Running up them hunnids, got a long way to go. Been grinding like a bitch, doing splits down a pole. Flipping shit, I done sold everything but my soul. Overtime, on my grind, only steady on my mind. Struggles motivate my hustle, I don't see a finish line, no. Niggas lie, criticize, in disguise. I ain't tripping, I don't mind. Cali son, I'ma shine. You coming, come on, hop in the coupe and let's ride. You push your fingers in the middle, put your dub in the sky. It's West Side.
Meet me on the West Side.
Meet me on the West Side. Love, you should already know. Keep my beats real high, keep money to blow. Gotta dodge crooked cops, gotta dodge these hoes. For the block, stay hot, I say ice cold. Bad bitch by my side, you would like to know. West Coast shit, we on a whole nother level. Dress to kill, chase check, pay bills. Spend G's on J's, nice jeans, that's real. R.I.P. Nipsey, can't believe you got killed. And still, got my glass half filled. Hella dreams, one vision, land of ambition. West side riders, get your chicken plus commission. Get your change, never change on your folks, no switching. Ride, do or die, ain't no killing Cali pride. You come and come on, hop in the coupe and let's ride. Switch your fingers in the middle, put your dub in the sky. It's West side. Meet me on the west side. What it is, I'm in my all white whip trying to get it legit. I'm selling drugs, shooting slugs, getting lit. Miss me with that, I'm too grown for that shit. Me, I got a vision that none of y'all can see. Pin to the pad, young promise on the beat. Toes in the sand, yes, life is a beach. Baby, you should meet me on the west side. Little Californication, the best kind of high. Let me penetrate your mind, elevate your hustle. Keep your cake on the rise, it can take many tries. Keep your face to the skies, make them hate you alive. Kick, push, grind, then skate on them guys. California, yay, where the strong survive. If you come and come on, hop in the coupe and let's ride. Switch your fingers in the middle, put your dub in the sky. It's West Side. Meet me on the west side.
Meet me on the west side. Ooh, I like that right there. I like that. Hey, yo, we might need to do a remix. Throw the King
Oh,
King
we got to.
Come on,
I'm not even
gonna,
hey, I'm ready. Huh? I'm not even going to lie. I had Boo Capone locked in. Like, hey, Boo Capone, West Side Connection. You know what you need to do? Let's do this remix, right? He a comedian now, so I'm damn. But I got locked in with him, and ever since, I'm like, I got to get somebody that would love to do that as a remix, because we got to come strong with that. Somebody like, you know, you rep SD, so you know what it is. We got to go harder on that. And that was me coming back fresh. You know, I ain't rapped on the mic at that point for like 8 years. But that beat just was like, you feel me? I just. It came out
like,
so the remix. That the remix is just, it's automatic. We gotta do it. If you wanna do it, let's do it.
Man, shout out to the West Coast, man. Hey, man, let's get it right into it. Shout out to Mr. Boss Player, BP Entertainment, right here, man. Yeah, right here, the West Coast. We is definitely in the building. Like I said, I used to live out there in San Diego. Matter of fact, shout out to my brothers out there doing their thing in San Diego. Man, you know, so I got brothers out there. I got family out there in Cali, man. So it's Cali love, man, right here, West Coast. We in the building, man. Why don't you let, already, man, we're going to get it going, man. Why don't you let the people know, like, how old were you when you first started spitting, and like, who inspired you to spit?
Okay. Well, I'm going to take it back. Early on, I would say probably like 4th, 5th grade, maybe 6th, when I got real serious about writing raps, you know. So early on, I used to be obsessed with just boom boxes and radios, and we didn't really have much.
Right.
So when we would take car rides, I would jam in Z90. I don't know if you know Jam is Z90 from San Diego. That's one of the top radio stations out there, 90.3. And there was a certain hour, 4 o'clock, that they would hit you with the jams, like Tupac, just Ice Cube. They would just hit you with them, right? And I love that. And so for me, though, I was kind of like an old soul, because like in my family at that point, my adopted family, the dad, he would play like Marvin Gaye, Sam Cooke, you know, and I started to really feel music. I really started to, like, music just had a hold of me. So what I started to do, because I played sports and stuff, and we would do fundraisers. Every time I did a fundraiser, I bought me a little boombox or a little CD player, and I would sit down and I would just write over. I mean, I would write over anybody's music, Usher, not even just rappers, but Jay-Z at that moment back then. I remember Jay-Z hit me hard as I got a little older, 50 Cent, Eminem, they hit me hard because they were vivid, descriptive rappers, and I was a writer at that time. And early on, I never shared my talent with really nobody. That was like my private stuff. You feel me? That was my private diary, but it was raps and poems and all kinds of stuff. And then I learned how to record myself on a boombox. Never really took it serious, but it was a way to release and a way to just let my, you know, my pain or my joys or whatever out. It was a way to just creatively do that. And so not until about, I would say, the age of like 17 did I really link up with somebody that said, you need to start spitting, you know, in a studio and get this shit done and let's lay it out and do what you do. So I dropped a mixtape when I was I had just graduated high school. And I dropped a mixtape called Show Me Love, and it had, like, what, 36 tracks on it. and we
you
kept
did
them, like, 36 two and a half.
Tracks?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be honest with
you.
You know
what I mean?
I'm kind of jealous because I ain't never. I wrote probably, like, 500 songs, and I think I've been to the studio probably, like, 10 times. Yeah. You want that? Oh man, that's your shout out. So you can, so you had 36 songs on this mixtape, and go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Go ahead. Oh my goodness.
No, no, awesome. It's all good. It's all love. No, and I did. I dropped a mixtape called Show Me Love Mixtape, and it wasn't really even to, like, you know, put in footwork and sell it and push it and shit like that. It was just to really do it because my homeboy that did it, his name was N-I-L-E, a nigga intentionally living easy, right? And he found me. He's like, let's work. Let's do this, right? So we did it, and then I start working. And I'm talking like 50-year-old people was buying that mixtape, 40-year-old people. I'm 17. I'm like, what? You know, so I'm pushing this mixtape out, and I'm like, that's crazy. And so I rapped over, like, songs that were already out, and then we did it where some of it he produced it. And we would stay up all night, and he was aiming
all
to go. Oh yeah, he was aiming to go do his thing and be an engineer, but he was also headed for the Air Force. You know what I mean? So we decided last 2 weeks together, we just pumped out as many tracks as we could, and we put it. You know what I'm saying? We put it down and we just spread it out. And it wasn't even an aim. We just wanted to do and see. You know, let him test his skills. Let me do what I was doing, and it was just a perfect match. So music really, it's always been a part of me, you feel me? And then I've had times in the game where I couldn't do music like the way I did it. But I took off to L.A., and all I was a performing artist, you feel me? That's what I did. I went and I met producers, DJs, and I sat down and we locked in shows. We showed up and we promised them a packed show, or we promised them this, and that's how we got to come back. And it was something I did for like a legit 6-7 years in Los Angeles, and I'm, you know what I'm saying? And then
still doing it.
I don't know. Music just, it's just been one of those things where God says, you know what, I gave you a voice for a reason, you know? And it left me for a while.
I heard this, you know, we got about 5 minutes, six minutes left for this show. And this sister here definitely has amazing talent and an amazing story. You know what I'm saying? And, keep doing your thing. But I heard this quote before. It's called From a Bronx Tale. Man, it stuck with me and it helped me a lot. It says, the worst talent is wasted talent. And, man, I mean, for years it stuck with me. And I'm like, I got this talent. I can't waste it. I got to do something with it. God gave me these gifts to give it to the world, to give it to the people. And you know what I'm saying? So we got to basically just get it out there and just do our part.
Yes,
you
that's
know what
the
I mean?
Really
we do
threat.
Our part. He'll do his. You know what I'm saying? That's just how he works. If you ain't doing it, he ain't going to show him. He's not going to show up.
Yes.
You know, he'll be the left leg, you be the right leg, and that's how we walk. That's how we walk it out. But if, you know what I mean? He can't do all the work. And that's just what it is, man. Salute to you. Keep doing your thing. We got about 5 minutes left for the show. I know you got some balls.
Hey.
You trying to spit something right quick for the people.
Man, I'm trying to get you to drop that Do What I Do. I don't even freestyle. I'm trying to get you to drop that Do What I Do. Because that song really explains. Yeah.
Is that
you
what it is right
you,
there?
You too on point. You know what I mean? That's what it is right
hey,
there.
Shout out to Fly Jersey, man. You know, that's how we do it over here on Florida Record Radio. We try to keep things on point like a
okay.
Like a joint.
Like
man, come on.
Yes. Hey, shout out King Kush. Yeah. Shout out BP. Shout out Global Empire, Media Entertainment. Shout out everybody that's really fucking with me. YP, Killer YP. Okay, I appreciate you. Slap that track. We're going to run this again. I'm coming at you with everything
like
you never thought I could.
Give me your social media. Social media.
Social
shout
media.
Out,
hit me on
out.
Facebook, Young Promise, YP. You hit me on the IG. That's YNG_Promise_YP. Y'all got to connect with me. I don't be hella places, but you hook me up with anything you got. I'm listening to it. I'm sharing it. And we going to do this because we in this together. And anybody that ain't fucking with that, hey, it's all good because the one that's riding together, we going to be strong and we going to keep rising. Young Promise YP on Facebook, YNG_Promise YP on Instagram. Hit me. Connect with me. There's a lot going on. And ain't nothing going backwards. It's all forward motion. Let's go, King Kush.
Cocky and cool, nothing to prove. Get rich or die trying. You know the rules. Got all of these tonics and all of them blue. It's popping and popping like bottles of booze. Ain't nothing alike. Can't do what I do. Queen of the mic. Can't do what I do. What I like, do what I choose, I do what I do, what I do, what I do. I'm cocky and cool, got nothing to prove. I'm beasting these beats, got nothing to lose. Alone in the coupe, counting cake while I cruise. I take your chick, ain't no making a choose. I got the sauce, the drip, the juice. Got all of these hunnids and all of them blue. It's where I'm at, she bad and she on me, I'm flexing a stack. Tonight I'll be breaking her neck and her back. Back to the stacks, I'm surfing on tracks. Riding my way to the max, proud to be black. My queen of the tracks, I'll never fall. You can fall back. Cocky and cool, nothing to prove. Get rich or die trying, you know the rules. Got all of these hunnids and all of them blue. It's popping like bottles of booze. Ain't nothing alike, can't do what I do. Queen of the mic, can't do what I do. Do what I like, do what I choose. I do what I do, what I do, what I do. Cocky and cool, nothing to prove. Get rich or die trying, you know the rules. Got all of these hunnids and all of them blue. It's popping like bottles of booze. Ain't nothing alike, can't do what I do. Queen of the mic, can't do what I do. Do what I like, do what I choose. I do what I do, what I do. Do what I do, do what I do. No family, no crew, I'm nobody's fool. I keep me a tool, I set your back. You keep keeping it cool, my cruise is loose. You screw me, you screw, that mean you fuck. No love, no rules, above the law. Like fuck the rules, I do what I do. What I do, what I do, no capping on nothing. From nothing to something, her boyfriend be bluffing. She give him excuses, she give me that loving. Her booty like me on the beat. Bumping, I'm running and gunning and hunting. These hunnids, flexing and stunning. On all of you basics, haters can't see me like they need that LASIK. I'm not a doctor, I got no patience. Money get got, chase it. Rich as a bitch, I can taste it. Cocky and cool, nothing to prove. Get rich or die trying, you know the rules. Got all of these hunnids and all of them blue. It's popping like bottles of booze. Ain't nothing alike, can't do what I do. Queen of the mic, can't do what I do. Do what I like, do what I choose. I do what I do, what I do, what I do. Cocky and cool, nothing to prove. Get rich or die trying, you know the rules. Got all of these hunnids and all of them blue. It's popping like bottles of booze. Ain't nothing alike, can't do what I do. Queen of the mic, can't do what I do. Do what I like, do what I choose. I do what I do.